继续上课。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our class.
我们上一堂谈到说，他们补救，因为施茶，跟畸变人订立的约这件事情的方法，就是遵守，跟他们所立的约定。
And we learned that the recovery method, against the trickery of Gibeon was to keep their oath.
所以。当我们哦，当我们啊、在神的面前哦，我们说啊、许愿也好哦，或者是立约也好，我们要非常谨慎。
Therefore, when we are before God and we make an oath or we make a covenant, then we must be very careful.
哦，因为啊、说出去的话，你就要 keep 住，要遵守。
Because the words that we have spoken out, we must keep and observe them.
哦，所以要不要轻易的哦来许愿来应许什么
？So you must not lightly make promises or make covenants.
哦，那跟人之间也是这样，不要轻易哦替人做保啦，哈、哦，那个圣经说与人击掌哦。
And it is the same in our dealings with man. We shouldn't so easily sign agreements with them and make promises to them.
哦，以免我们哦掉到我们所哦承诺的这个。网罗里头被捆绑住
or else we'll fall into this trap and be entangled
那总之神是让坏事变好事的神
and God is a God who can turn something bad into a good situation
虽然因为我们一时的错误但是只要我们懂得回归神神会把我们的软弱会把我们的错误在他的能力之下让我们得到完全。
But even though we are filled with wrong, God can turn our weaknesses and our wrongs and help us to become more perfect under His power.
所以我们不要说啊，我已经错了，那就一错再错，错到底了。
And do not say that because I'm already wrong, I will keep being wrong and be wrong till the end.
我们应该还是要回头要悔改，要回归到神。
We must still turn, we must repent, and we must turn our faces back toward God.
那神还是会帮助我们的。
And God will still help us.
会收拾哦，替我们解决、收拾我们所闯的祸。
And God will help take care of all the wrong that we have done and take care of the mess that we have created.
接下来这个就是开始打这个南方的这场战争。
And next we will talk about when they started the southern battle.
那起因就是因为畸变人跟以色列人立约。
And it started because the Gibeonites had made a covenant with the Israelites.
那南边这些这几个王就想要杀鸡儆猴了就要借着攻打畸变那来一方面来警告其他的邦臣不准再跟以色列人立约，影响到他们的团结。
And so the southern kings wanted to attack Gibeon and warned others to not make covenants with Israelites.
因为这样会影响他们之间的团结。
Because they'll influence their unity.
那一方面当然也借着攻打畸变，那这个以色列人一定会来帮助他们，然后一举跟以色列人做一个决战。
And so they would attack Gibeon, and they knew that Israel would come to Gibeon's to help fight for Gibeon, and so the southern cities would. Be at war with Israel.
所以当南方五个王的联军，向畸变要发动攻击，那畸变果然跑去跟约书亚求救了。
And so when the kings united together to fight, Gibeon did come and ask Israel for help.
希望约书亚照着他们所立的友好同盟条约能够出兵来相助。
And they were hoping that, because of the covenant they made with Joshua and Israel. The Israelites would come out and fight for them.
我们看到，第七节，第十章第七节。
Let us look at chapter 10, verse 7.
七节，于是约书亚和他一切兵丁并大能的勇士都从基甲上去。第八节。
8.
神对约书亚说：“不要怕他们，因为我已将他们交在你手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。”第九节
Verse 9.
约书亚就终夜从基甲上去猛然临到他们那里。第十节
Verse 10.
神使他们在以色列人面前溃乱 约书亚在基遍大大的杀败他们，追赶他们，在伯和伦的上坡路击杀他们，直到亚西加和马基大。十一节。
11.
他们在以色列人面前逃跑，正在伯和伦下坡的时候，神从天上降大冰雹在他们身上，直降到亚西家，打死他们。被冰雹打死的比被以色列人用刀杀死的还多。哦，在这里我们看到约书亚，哦，带着他的军队，哦，大能的勇士，哦，在夜间哈，哦，急行军，哦，临到这个哈，哦，这个啊基遍。
And here we see that Joshua with the army, he led them all night march from Gilgal and took the people by surprise.
这个距离大概有36 miles 哦。
There's probably 36 miles in distance.
哦，36 miles 哦，如果我们不知道我们走路哦的速度有多快哈。
I don't know how fast we walk. But 36 miles.
那36 miles 一个晚上要走到。
To walk 36 miles for all night.
哦，可能是边走边跑了哦。
Perhaps.It is half walking and half running.
那到了不是休息耶，到了就开始打仗啊。
When they got there, it wasn't to rest, but it was to start a war.
哦，那可见哦，哦这些约书亚带去的军队啊，都是大能的勇士。
And so perhaps the soldiers that Joshua brought with him were mighty men.
哦，然后他们的士气旺盛，哦，他们都很勇敢哦。
And they were very brave men.
那加上神的帮助。
And adding on the power and help of God.
哦，那这里说啊。神降冰雹来帮助这个哦以色列人。
Here it says that God hurled large hailstones to help the Israelites.
哦，被冰雹打死的敌军啊，比被约书亚哈啊以色列人杀死的还多。
And the soldiers that were killed by the hailstones were more than those killed by the swords of the Israelites.
哦，那就在这个时候，约书亚哦，他向神祷告。
And it was just at this time that Joshua prayed toward God.
哦，这个祷告哦。圣经上说，哦，神垂听人的祷告，哦，没有像这在以后啊，没有像这一次的。
And it says in the Bible that there had never been a day like it when the Lord listened to a man's prayer.
这个约书亚，哦，为了要彻底把敌人呐，啊，整个消灭。
And in order for Joshua to completely destroy the people.
那眼看哦，这个太阳。要下山了，天要暗了。
And he saw that the sun was about to set and the sky was about to grow dark.
那天如果暗了，哦，就看不到敌人了。
And if the sky was dark, they would not be able to see the enemy.
哦，所以他就向神祷告。
So he prayed toward God.
哦，求神呢让日月停止。
Asking God to stop the moon and the sun.
哎，直到他们向敌人报完仇为止。
Until they have avenged their enemies.
哦，结果这样一停啊，停了约有一天之久哦。
And so it stopped for one day.
那我们不晓得这个神是用什么方法让日月停止的。
We don't know what method God used to stop the sun and the moon.
是不是让地球停止转动呢，还是怎么样
？Did they stop the turning of the rotation of the earth?
那如果地球突然停止转动，那可能会很大的一个 trouble 出来。
And if the earth suddenly stopped rotating, then there would be great trouble.
但无论怎么样，这个是神的能力了。
But no matter what, this was the power of God.
所以圣经上说，神垂听人的祷告，哦，
So the Bible says that God listened to the prayer of man.
哦，没有像这日的，因为神为以色列征战。
And there has never been a day like it, because the Lord fought for Israel.
哦，这一个哦神迹是借着祷告而有的。
This miracle was only through the power of prayer.
借着约书亚向神祷告。
Through the prayer of Joshua toward God.
哦，但你照着神的旨意。
And of course, this is through the will of God.
哦，因为神为他们征战。
Because God was fighting for them.
哦，在今天呢，我们在打这场属灵的征战。
Today, when we are fighting this spiritual battle.
哦，神亲自为我们在打仗。
God Himself is fighting for us.
这个主耶稣。哦，差派了70个人出去传福音。
Lord Jesus sent 70 people to preach the gospel.
给他们权柄。
He gave them power.
可以医病，可以赶鬼。
To heal and also to cast out demons.
这70个人回来很高兴。
The 70 people returned rejoicing.
跟主耶稣说啊。
They told Lord Jesus.
主啊，因着你的名哦，连鬼都服了我们。
Lord, through your name, even the demons submit to us.
哦，他们好高兴啊。
They were so happy.
因为做工有果效。
Because there were results in their work.
属灵的征战能够得胜。
They could be victorious in the spiritual. spiritual battle.
哦，所以他们很兴奋哦。
So they were very uplifted.
但是主耶稣告诉他们一件事实。
And then Lord Jesus told them a truth.
哦，主耶稣告诉他们，在这一场哦看得见的征战的背后是一场看不见的灵战。
And Lord Jesus told them that in this battle that you can see is a spiritual battle that you cannot see.
哦，所以耶稣说啊，我曾看见撒旦哦，哦，这个坠落下来。
And so Jesus said that he once saw Satan fall down.
哦，像星星一样哦。
Just like a star.
哎，主耶稣啊，告诉这七十个人，在这个属灵的征战里头啊，是神在征战。
And so Lord Jesus told the 70 people that during this spiritual battle, it is God that is fighting.
哦，表面上是你们得胜，实际上是灵界里头神的得胜。
Outwardly, you are being victorious, but in the spirit, God is being victorious.
哦，所以这个在提醒我们。
So this is reminding us.
哦，我们呢，哦，在打属灵的征战。
You're fighting a spiritual battle.
哦，我们要依靠神。
We must rely on God.
哦，我们要向神祷告祈求。
We must pray to God and plead to Him.
约书亚他向神哦大胆的祷告祈求。
And Joshua bravely pleaded and asked and prayed toward God.
日月都能停止。
And God can even stop the sun and the moon.
哦，所以一个服侍的人如果轻忽祷告
，So someone if they cry out to God and pray to Him,
哦，不看重祷告
，If they do not value prayer,
那他是不懂神
，Then they do not know God.
哦，他甚至哦亵渎了神
，In fact, they have blasphemed God.
哦，不靠神，对神是一种亵渎
，And they do not rely on God, and this is the blasphemy against God.
哦，所以不祷告。不是软弱，而是一种罪。
So to not pray is not a weakness, but rather it is a sin.
哦，我们不要认为说啊，我轻忽祷告不祷告只是软弱，其实它是对神的一种罪，哦，得罪神。
So do not think I do not pray because I am weak. This is something that is against God, and it is sinning against God when we do not pray.
哦，那在这个追击敌人的当中哈，哎，他们找到了哦，这南方联盟的五个王哦。他们躲在这个马基大洞里面。
And when they were chasing after the people, they found that the kings, five kings were hidden in the cave of Makkedah.
哦，我们来看哈，耶稣要怎么处理。
We'll see how Joshua dealt with this.
哦，我们看十章的十七节。
Let us look at chapter 10, verse 17.
有人告诉耶稣亚说，那五王已经找到了，都藏在马基大洞里。十八节。
18.
耶稣亚说，你们把几块大石头滚到洞口，派人看守。十九节。
19.
你们却不可单言，要追赶你们的仇敌，击杀他们进后边的人，不容他们进自己的城邑，因为主你们的神已经把他们交在你们手里。在这边，哦，约书亚告诉，哦，这个追敌的，哦，百姓跟军兵，哦，不可以停下来。
And here Joshua told the soldiers who were chasing after them to not stop.
哦，不要因为哦既得的成果哦就放松了哦这个服侍的脚步啊。
And do not, because they have been victorious over the cities, to let go of their steps, to loosen their steps.
哎，很多时候，神愿意哦帮助我们，但是我们啊，哎，不一定哦，却有那个信心呢。全部的支取。
And many times God wants to help us, but we do not have the faith to give up ourselves.
哦，有一个见证哦，谈到说，在台湾呢，有一个慕道朋友哦，他来教会慕道哦，教会祷告求神帮助。
And there was once a testimony that someone in Taiwan came to our church, to ask help from God as a truth seeker.
哎，他是一个哦，这个弯腰哦，驼背的，很厉害的人哦，几乎是九十度的哦。
And this is someone who had a hunchback, and it was very severe, even to 90 degrees.
哦，所以真的是很可怜哦，那没办法看天哦，因为都只看到地上哈。
And this is very pitiful because this person cannot look upward toward the sky, but could only look at the ground.
走路都很辛苦。
And to walk, it was very painful.
哦，有一次哦，这个灵恩会的时候，他在前面祷告。
And it was during spiritual convocation that this person was praying in the front.
啊，弯腰嘛，哦，所以他祷告的时候几乎是头啊。贴在地上的。
So he was hunchback. So every time he prayed, he would be facing the ground, and his head would be touching the ground.
就圣灵哈，帮助他哦，身体震动啊，一直摇，身体一直摇啊。
And so the Holy Spirit helped him, and when he was praying, his body kept on shaking and moving.
啊，越摇哦，身体就越直起来了。
And the more that he shook and moved back and forth. His body started to straighten.
哇, 心里好高兴啊,
and his heart was so joyful.
哦, 神医治他,
God healed him.
哦, 身体越来越直, 越来越直, 从, 哦, 90度贴到地面了, 哦, 慢慢, 哦, 80度, 70度, 60度, 哦, 一直直起来。
And then he was so glad that God was healing him because he slowly straightened his back from 90 degrees, 80, 70, 60.
哦, 当, 哦, 身体啊, 哎, 哦, 这个啊, 直到差不多, 哦, 快要整个直起来的时候, 哦, 他心里就想, 啊, 够啦, 够啦, 神啊, 感谢你, 够啦, 够啦。
And when his body was almost healed and it was almost going to be straight, he said to God, thank you, Lord, so much. That's enough, that's enough.
哦, 结果就停下来了。
And then it stopped.
哦, 啊, 就没有完全的恢复, 哦,
and he was not completely recovered.
神有时候看着人的信心, 哦, 啊, 来, 照着人的信心来给人家成就。
And sometimes God looks at our faith, and according to our faith, He will accomplish certain things.
有一分信心啊, 得到一分帮助。
If you have 1 point of faith, then you have 1 point of help.
十分的信心, 十分帮助。
If you have 10 points of faith, then you have 10 points of help.
百分的信心, 百分的帮助。
If you had 100% faith, then you have 100% help.
完全的信心, 就完全的帮助。
And you have complete faith, then you have complete help.
所以啊, 我们, 要求神哦, 来帮助我们,
so we must ask God to help us.
哦, 让我们在服事当中, 我们对神存着完全的信心,
so that during our service to God, we have a complete reliance on Him.
哦, 来支取那个完全的帮助,
and to ask from God a complete help.
哦, 那, 当整个得胜之后, 哦, 回过来处理这个五个王,
and after they have been completely victorious, they had to come back and deal with the kings.
哦, 把这个五个王, 哦, 带出来,
to take out these 5 kings.
哦, 约书亚叫所有的军长说, 你们把脚踏在这些王的颈项上。
And Joshua told all the army commanders to put their feet on the necks of these kings.
哦, 那个是当地他们的习俗啊, 代表得胜哦。
And at that time, it meant victory.
哎, 今天啊, 主耶稣把这样的能力也给了我们, 这样的权柄也给了我们。
And today, Jesus Christ has given us this power and authority.
我们可以践踏蛇和蝎子。
We can step on snakes with our feet.
哦, 不是真的那个蛇跟蝎子, 这个是指的我们可以践踏魔鬼, 我们可以得胜魔鬼仇敌。
And this isn't literally snakes meeting our feet, but also that we can be overcome Satan and the evil.
哦, 所以约书亚, 哦, 他在一场战役, 哦, 靠着神的帮助, 哦, 以及对神的信心跟依靠, 得胜, 整个南方的联盟, 哦, 啊, 也, 把他们的势力彻底的瓦解跟铲除掉。
And so Joshua relied on God to be victorious over these kingdoms.
哦, 那斯莱那边就是,
and even destroyed everything.
哎, 整个的, 哦, 过程哦, 他们攻打的路线图。
And on the map is the process and the roads that they took
哦,
in their battle.
啊, 那我们接下来我们还, 哦, 再谈往北方的这场战役。
And next we will talk about the battle that they fought against the northern kings.
哦, 来看11章哦,
let's look at chapter 11.
哦, 11章谈到, 哦, 啊, 这个北方的联盟, 以这个, 哦, 夏所王耶兵为中心,
and
第一节,
so, in chapter 11, verse 1, it talks about the northern kings and how Jabin, king of Hazar, was at the center.
哦, 我们请这个, 啊, 后面哦, 把北方的哦, 那个放上去哦。
And we asked the people in the back to put on the northern kingdom.
哦, 他们, 啊, 这个北方的联盟听到哦, 哦, 南方联盟失利的消息啊。
When the northern kings heard about the destruction of the southern cities,
哦, 他们, 啊, 所有的人都出来,
all the people came out.
哦, 圣经上说, 哦, 他们就像, 哦, 人数多得如同海边的沙, 哦, 并且还有马匹跟车辆。
And it says that in the Bible that the people were as numerous as the sand on the seashores, and there are a large number of horses and chariots.
哦, 因为地形的不同啊, 南方多, 哦, 比较多的是丘陵地山地, 北方啊, 有平原哦。
And because the locations are different, the southern cities had more mountainous areas, but the northern cities had more plains and flat areas.
哦, 所以作战的方法也有一点不同。
And so they have different methods of going to war.
哦, 这边说北方啊, 他们有马, 有, 哦, 有这个车辆, 哦, 有战车。
And here says that the northern cities had horses and chariots.
哦, 所以, 约书亚面对的是一个比他们在军力上在装备上更加先进的这些敌人。
And so Joshua was facing enemies that were more advanced in these methods of war.
那同样的，约书亚是靠神的帮助。
In the same way, Joshua was relying on the help of God.
神亲自带领他们打仗。
God himself led him to fight.
神教导他们作战的方法。
God taught them how to fight the war.
来看十一章。
Let us look at 11, chapter 11.
第六节。
Verse 6.
六节，神对约书亚说：“你不要因他们惧怕，明日这时，我必将他们交付以色列人全然杀了。你要砍断他们马的蹄筋，用火焚烧他们的车辆。”在这边神教导约书亚。
Here God taught Joshua.
叫他不要惧怕敌人那些先进的装备。
He instructed him to not be afraid of the armor of the people.
明天呢，我要把他们交在你手里。
Tomorrow I will hand them into your hands.
那你们呢，把他们马的蹄筋砍断，把那些车辆把它焚烧掉。
And you are to hamstring their horses and to burn their chariots.
就是破坏他们的交通运输破坏他们的机动能力。
And that is to destroy their methods of transportation and also their ability for motivation.
那敌人呢、就失去了他们所依靠的这些马啦跟车。
And so the enemies lost the horses and chariots that they relied on.
在古时候打仗这个马还有这个车就像我们现在的坦克战车一样很厉害的。
And so these horses are just like the vehicles that we have today. Taxis. Tanks.
Tank. Taxi. 在中国在有历史上也曾经有这么一段
In the history of China, there is something very similar that happened.
那个是在发生在南宋那个时候，宋朝他们面对北方的这个金国的攻击。
And during the Song Dynasty in the south, they were facing attack from the north.
那这个北方
The Qing Kingdom.
他们是这个敌人他们。大部分他们是这个草原民族所以他们都很会骑马他们那个骑兵非常的厉害。
And the people of the Cao Dynasty in the north, they were very good at riding horses because their areas were fit for that.
所以他们发明了一种叫做拐子马的这个作战方法，就是好几匹马前面绑着柱子那么不是柱子，绑着木头一起往前冲那在这个没有人能够抵挡得了这个好几匹马这个向他们冲过来所以很多人不是被撞死就是被马踏死不然没有死的就被上面的人用刀杀死。
And so the method that the northern people had created was they would align all of their horses and have a wooden frame so that they would all be running at the same time. And so the people that were against them would either be trampled upon or be attacked by the horses or from above they would be killed and slaughtered.
所以这个南边的这个宋朝的军队就当然就打败仗了。
And so the Song Dynasty army from the south was defeated, obviously.
甚至看到他们就害怕好厉害那个好像坦克车一样冲过来没有人挡得了。
And even watching them, the people from the north, they would already be afraid because the horses looked like they were tanks coming to attack.
后来这个南方这个将军一个叫岳飞的他的军队很勇敢。
And there was a soldier in the south, his name was Yue Fei, and he was very brave.
他们用牺牲的方法来打赢这场战争。
And they used the method of sacrifice to win this battle.
就是一个人拿着镰刀把这个马的腿把它给砍断了。那其中一匹马的腿砍断了，整排他们绑在一起嘛，整排就倒了。
And so someone very brave had to go and use a blade to cut down the leg of one of the horses. And because one of the horses would fall, then the whole frame of horses would stumble.
那当然那一个砍断马那个人可能就牺牲掉了。
And probably that guy who was to cut the leg off the horse would be sacrificed.
但是一个人换一排了。
But for one person to exchange his life for a whole for a whole row of horses.
哦，牺牲一个人哦，哦，来救很多人。
Sacrificing one to save many.
哦，所以把哦这个北方的这个哦拐子麻这个战术啊，哦把它破解掉了。
And they were able to destroy and obliterate this method of horses in the north.
哦，就好像哦这个神在这边教导以色列人的战术一样哦，把马的腿给砍掉哦。
It is just like God here teaching the people how to fight the battle to hamstring their horses.
哎。就不能用了，马就不能骑了，那车辆啊，把它烧掉哦，让它不能够再使用。
And then their horses cannot be used anymore. And same thing with the chariots. If they burn them, they cannot be used again.
哦，啊，他们失去了这个哦，这个骑兵的优势啊，只能用步兵跟他们哦来对抗。
And they lost all this military equipment, and they could only fight on feet.
哦，那步兵是以色列人的哦，约书亚他们的专长啊，他们最厉害的就是步兵。
And Joshua and their men are the best at combat on foot.
哦，所以我们看到哈，神教导他们哦，打这场战。
And so we see here that God taught them how to fight this battle.
哦，那约书亚同样用闪电战术哈，在这个米伦的水边呢，突然向他们攻击。
And so here Joshua used a surprise attack, and they suddenly attacked them.
哦，那神啊，把这些北方的联盟啊，交在约书亚的手中。
And so, God gave the northern cities into the hands of Joshua.
哦，那约书亚用着神教导的战术，哦，打败了他们。
And through the tactics from God, Joshua defeated them.
哦，啊，约书亚除了这个，我们看一下，地图还是没有出来哦。
We're still waiting for the map.
哦，那个啊，北方的战役哈。
The northern battle.
约书亚除了这个夏所，这个带头这个夏所哈，把他的人杀了，把他城给烧了之外，其他都没有。
Besides Joshua leading the people toward the cities and killing all of them, there was not much else.
哦，其他的城啊都没有焚烧哈。
And the cities were not burned.
哦，因为啊，这个夏所是带头的哦。哦，夏所这个哈，这一座城是哦北方这个联盟的这个首领啊。
Because Hazor was the main city.
哦，啊，所以哦，约书亚哦针对他们哦啊，把他们给毁灭掉。
So Joshua focused on destroying Hazor.
哦，我们来看哦，这个十一章的十五节。
And so let's look at 11 verse 15.
十五节，神怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行。凡神所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一件懈怠不行的。好，在这里我们看到哦，这个约书亚能够得胜的原因。
And here we see the reason that Joshua is able to be victorious.
哦，除了神吩咐他，没有一件不行的。
From the things that God commanded him to do, he left nothing undone.
哦，他这边呢特别又提到摩西这个人。
And here he especially mentioned this person, Moses.
神吩咐摩西的，摩西在吩咐他的，他也都照样遵行。
What God had commanded Moses and what Moses has commanded Joshua, Joshua did accordingly.
哦，所以我们看到哦，这个约书亚不但顺从神，也顺从。哦，神的仆人摩西。
And we see that not only did Joshua submit to God, Joshua submitted to the servant of God, Moses.
哦，不但听从神的吩咐，也听从神哦的这个啊神服侍神的哈、哦、这个摩西哈、哦、仆人摩西的吩咐。
Not only did he listen to the command of God, he also listened to the command of God's servant Moses.
哦，那今天呢、啊，我们在侍奉哦，我们在服侍神哦，我们也同样。会面对哈，除了我们面对神本身之外，我们也要面对其他的同工。
Today, when we are serving God, we will face many things. Besides just facing God Himself, we will also face different workers.
好，那要我们顺服神哦，那当然比较容易的。
For us to submit to God, of course, that's easier.
哦，但是要我们顺服我们的同工。
But for us to submit to our peers and co-workers,
哦，有时候就不是那么容易哦。
Sometimes it's not that hard.
But
not that easy.
哦，所以才为什么在教会里头哦，常常会因为看法不一样哦，见解不同，做法不同，个性不同，哦，那就彼此哦有了摩擦。
And that's why sometimes when there are different opinions, different methods, and different ideas, then there will be conflict.
Oh,
and different personalities.
所以一个哈、哦， 能够顺服神的人，
so someone who can submit to God，
哦，他也能够顺服神所差派教导的人。
He can also submit to the one who has been sent by God。
哦，这个才是真正的顺服哦。
And this is true submission。
哦，顺服一个哦，啊，不能够顺服神所差派教导的人，那他也不能够顺服神。
If someone cannot submit to one who has been sent by God and instructed by God, then this person cannot submit to God either.
哦，这个是我们要学，尤其是年轻人要学的功课哦。
This is something we have to learn, especially for the young people. Something that we have to learn.
很多时候我们很容易要受到这个世界潮流的影响，尤其哦现在是后现代主义哦，我们呢也会变成哦，这个目中无人，唯我独尊哦。
And so in this new generation, we are often conformed to the thinking of this world, especially in such a generation where the young people have their own way.
后现代主义，也就是这个世代的潮流，最大的特色就是不顺服。
And the young people having their way is a flow of this world, and it is conforming to this world.
要反权威。
And this is where the youth do not submit, and they will want to have power.
用一句话哦。代表就是只要我喜欢有什么不可以哦。
And there's one phrase to summarize this. As long as I like to do it, why can't I do it?
哦，这个就是后现代主义的特色哦。
And this is a very certain characteristic of the new generation.
所以我们在外面我看到现今的人很多他们不遵守这个不遵守政府的法律啦、组织啦、规章啦，他们都不遵守。
And we see a lot of people outside that they do not observe and keep a lot of the laws, a lot of the regulations, the government.
他们要反对这个权威。
They want to go against this authority.
那对于一些传统的观念主张学说也彻底的反对甚至把它瓦解。
And towards some traditions and also methods that have been commonplace, they will try to go against it directly and even try to turn it over.
道德观啊，价值观啊，人生观啊，通通把它破坏掉。
Moral system, value systems, and also relationships among people, they want to destroy them.
这个就是这个时代的危机。
And this is the disaster in this generation.
我们在教会里头
In the church,
我们如果不小心的话，也会把这个世界上的观念做法也带了进来。
If we are not careful, then we will also take these concepts and also the ways and methods of the world into the church.
当然我们教会不是说是是一言堂是专制的体制只能说一不能说二，不是这个意思
And of course, our church is it so uniform that we could only say one thing and cannot say two things?
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
家是讲爱。
The house of God is about love.
就好像我们在我们家里一样
Just like when we are in our family.
但是并不代表说家里就没有规矩
However, this does not mean that there is no order in our family.
就可以这个没有这个伦理
And that there is no.
爸爸还是要做爸爸，妈妈做妈妈儿女做儿女，不能越分的
And there's still this hierarchy that the fathers will be fathers and mothers will be mothers, and there shouldn't be a mix-up in this.
你不能说爸爸，今天我替你来当爸爸，我来照顾妈妈好了，不行。
And you cannot say that today I will be the father, Dad, I'll be the father, and I'll take care of mom.
在家里还是要注重这个伦理，还是要讲规矩。
And in the family, you must still uphold this hierarchy, and you must still talk about order.
在神的家里也是一样。
And it is the same in the house of God.
神在他的家里有设立这个工人来服侍神，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
He has established workers to serve brothers and sisters.
在教会我们有长子，有传道有负责人。
In the church, there are elders, deacons, pastors, and council members.
有。这个宗教教育的这个老师们
There are religious education teachers.
这些都是神设立来服侍神，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
These are all people that God has established to serve the people, to serve the brothers and sisters.
所以我们也是需要听从这些神设立的仆人 他们的教导跟劝诫。
So we must also listen to these people that God has put in place, to listen to their exhortations, encouragements, and instructions.
让我们从他们的经验当中、见证里头、教导里面来得帮助、来得好处、来建立我们的信仰。
And through their experiences, teachings, and testimonies, we can be benefited and also establish our faith.
那当然我们有时候也可以从他们身上来学到见解的哦，从他们的失败哦来学到警告。
And of course, from them, we could learn from their failures, warnings, and also warnings for the future.
所以耶稣在这边，他不但听神的吩咐，他也听神借着摩西所吩咐的话。
And here, Joshua not only listened to the command of God, but he listened to the command from Moses, the servant of God.
这个也是给我们这个时代的人一个很好的教导。
And for our generation, this is a very good teaching.
只要是这个符合神的教训神的真理。
As long as we submit to the teachings and the truth of God,
我们要听从。
We have to listen to them.
这个是在这一章十一章里头传道跟大家提出来分享。
As long as it is according to the truth of God, we must listen to them. And this is what I want to share.
那在这里也把他们最害怕的那个亚纳族人彻底的消灭掉了。
And here they even completely destroyed the people of Anak, whom they feared the most.
我们来看二十一节。
Let us look at verse 21.
二十一节，当时约书亚来到将住山地希伯伦底比亚拿亚拿伯犹大山地。以色列山地所有的亚纳族人剪除了，约书亚将他们和他们的城邑竟都毁坏。二十二节，在以色列人的地没有留下一个亚纳族人，只在加萨、加特和亚斯图有留下的。以色列人他们很怕这个亚纳族人。
The Israelites were very afraid of the Anakites.
在这个十二个探子窥探迦南的报告里头，也特别提到亚纳族人。
And in the report of the 12 spies when they were spying the land of Jericho, they also mentioned the Anakites.
这个亚纳族人他们是巨人。
The tribe of Anak, they are very large people.
所以以色列人说。他们看我们像蚱蜢，我们看我们自己，在他们面前也像蚱蜢一样。
That's why the Israelites said that, they view us as grasshoppers, and when we are among them, we feel like grasshoppers as well.
那在这里我们看耶稣亚，借着神的帮助，把他们那种他们民族他们心里头最害怕的亚纳族人彻底的打败跟消灭。
And we see here that through the help of God and the power of God, they're able to destroy completely the Anakites whom they feared the most in their hearts.
那除了这个加萨就是后来的腓力士地
And we see that this is the land of Philistines.
以色列全地没有亚纳族人。
And therefore, in the land of Israel, there is no more Anakites.
所以难怪后来这个大卫遇到那个哥利亚，哥利亚可能就是亚纳族人。
But perhaps when David encountered Goliath, perhaps Goliath was a descendant of Anak.
是巨人。
And he was a large person.
身高两百多公分以上。
And he was over 200 centimeters.
可能不只是两百公分。那算一算，好像三接近三百的样子。
And maybe he was only 200,
如果在
maybe 300 centimeters.
在现在去打 NBA 是很适合的。
And if he were to play in the NBA, it'd be very suitable.
我们谈到这个亚纳族。
But when we mentioned the Anakites,
以色列人最害怕的。
The Israelites were most afraid of them.
仍然靠着神的帮助把他们消灭，而且彻底的消灭。
And through relying on God, they were able to destroy them, and it was completely destroyed.
每一个基督徒心里头或许都有亚纳族人。
And perhaps in the heart of every Christian, there is the Anakites.
有我们害怕的。
Something that we fear.
害怕不是从神来的。
Fear is not from God.
圣经告诉我们在爱里头完全就把惧怕拿掉了。
And the Bible tells us that in complete love, there is a removal of fear.
那害怕是从魔鬼仇敌来的。
And fear is from our enemy, the devil.
在我们服事当中也有这个害怕在里头来影响我们。
And in our service, there is this fear to come and influence us.
怕苦,
we are afraid to suffer.
怕累,
we are afraid of being tired.
怕丢脸,
we are afraid of being embarrassed.
怕付出,
we are afraid of contributing.
这么多的亚衲族纹在我们心中,
there are so many Anakites in our hearts.
我们要把它打败,
we have to defeat them.
我们要彻底的得胜,
we must completely be victorious.
得胜我们的害怕,
we must be victorious over our fears.
那我们才能够做好服事, 拥有得胜的生活。
Then we could do a good service and have a victorious life.
所以在这里我们看到耶稣亚, 彻底的把这些以色列当中所害怕的, 亚衲族人消灭掉。
So we see here that Joshua was able to completely destroy the Anakites whom were feared by the Israelites.
也勉励我们, 我们要除掉我们心中的恐惧跟害怕。
And this encourages us to completely get rid of the fears and horrors that we have in our heart.
要有这个牺牲的决心，我们才能够除掉我们亚衲族人。
We must have this determination to sacrifice in order to give up the, in order to destroy the Anakites.
那最后就是他们耶稣亚的得胜，在十二章。
And lastly, in chapter 12 is the victory of Joshua.
我们看最后一节哦。
Let's look at the last verse.
十二章的二十四节。
12:24. There was a total of 31 kings.
耶稣亚在整个战争不但得胜，而且是全部得胜。
Joshua not only was victorious, but he was completely victorious.
消灭了迦南地的31个王。
He destroyed the 31 kings of Canaan.
这个可能是耶稣亚在接替摩西当领导者的时候，他从来没有想到的。
This perhaps was something that Joshua had never thought of when he was succeeding Moses as leader.
我只不过是摩西的跟班的，我怎么能够接替摩西的工作？
I'm only a helper of Moses. How can I replace the work of Moses?
摩西这么厉害。
Moses was so powerful.
摩西这么能干。
Moses was so capable.
神人摩西耶。
God talked to Moses.
他称摩西叫做神人摩西啊，
he was considered a man of God, Moses.
我耶稣亚是谁啊？
Who is Joshua?
我怎么能够像摩西一样呢？
How can I be like Moses?
但是我们看到，结果31个迦南的王败在耶稣亚的手里。
But we see that 31 kings were defeated in the hand of Joshua.
就如同 当日神对耶稣亚的应许跟鼓励一样。
And it is just the same as the encouragement that God gave to Joshua.
你要刚强壮胆。
You must be strong and courageous.
大大的刚强壮胆。
You must be greatly strong and courageous.
神怎么跟摩西同在，也会跟他同在。
And in the same way that he was with Moses, he will be with Joshua.
但前提之下就是，耶稣亚要听从神一切的吩咐。
But of course, this is under the circumstance that God, that Joshua has to listen to all the commands of God.
如同摩西听从神的吩咐一样。
Just like how Moses listened to the commands of God.
那今天我们在服侍神。
Today, while we are serving God.
或许我们听到很多的这个早期工人美好的见证。
Perhaps you hear such wonderful testimonies from early workers.
这些神重用过的工人，他们成就了很大的。 这个圣功。
These workers that God has used, they have accomplished much holy work.
那今天我们同样，将来这个棒子，我们要接手。
And today, when we are taking on the baton, we must also take on the work.
或许我们也会有像耶稣亚一开始的那个胆怯一样。
Perhaps we might be afraid, just like Joshua in the beginning.
所以我们也要需要刚强壮胆。
Therefore, we must also be strong and courageous.
靠着神的帮助。
Rely on the help of God.
勇敢地承接圣功，承接服事。
To bravely accept the holy work.
很多时候，and responsibilities.
Many times.
借着我们在服事，神不断地教导，不断地加添。
Through our service, God will unceasingly lead us and also give us more abilities.
我们也能够成就。
And we will be able to accomplish.
像那个早期的这些工人他们所成就的。
Just like what the early workers had accomplished.
甚至。 比他们做得更大，
and even to do even greater things than they.
因为这是圣经的应许。
Because this is the promise of the Bible.
我们不但要行，而且要行比。 他们更大的神迹。
Not only must we act, but we must do greater things than they.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
Therefore, we ask God to help us.
我们借着这个约书亚记的学习。
And through the teachings of the book of Joshua.
不但呢，学习到怎么样听从这个神的吩咐。
Not only did we learn how that we must obey and listen to the commands of God.
拥有这个属灵的看见。
To have the spiritual eyesight.
学到。侍奉的方法跟态度
and to learn how to serve and the attitude and servitude
我们更要学到服事当有的勇气跟信心
we must furthermore learn the faith and the courage we must have in serving God
所以到这里为止约书亚记记载把这个以色列人在约书亚的带领他们把整个迦南地给攻打下来
And therefore, up to here, we see that Joshua leading the Israelites has destroyed and has defeated the Canaanites.
那13章到19章是他们分地的经过。
And so 13 to 19 is the process of allotting the land.
我们从当中将要拿出一些教训来分享学习。
And from here, we will extract teachings for mutual learning and encouragement.
我们就留到晚上再继续。
I will save this and continue this in the evening.
我们从一开始到现在。
From the beginning till now.
我们记不记得学了哪一些。
Do we remember what we have learned?
一开始一个新的领导者怎么接棒的。
From the beginning, how is a new leader to take on the baton?
那在耶利哥攻打之前派人去窥探耶利哥
Before attacking Jericho, people were sent to spy out the land.
第三章他们过了约旦河做了征战之前的一些准备工作
Chapter 3, they crossed the Jordan and they made some preparations before fighting.
第四章他们见证神的能力
Chapter 4, they witnessed the power of God.
五章他们过着新的生活
At Chapter 5, they lived a new life.
他们做了征战之前的一些备战的工作。
They did preparation work before the battle.
六章是耶利哥城之役。
And chapter 6 was the battle of Jericho.
七章八章谈到爱城的失败跟得胜。
And chapter 7 and 8 talks about the failure and later the victory over Ai.
九章十章是南部的战争。
And so chapter 9 is aboutthe fighting against the northern southern cities.
刚刚我们所学的
And what we just learned.
就是十一到十二章是得胜北方的战争
Being victorious in the battle against the northern cities.
接下来就要开始分地了
And following, we will start to divide the land.
今天属灵的征战也是这样
Today, the spiritual battle is like this.
神应许让我们能够得胜。
God allows us to be victorious.
但得胜有他必备的一些条件。
And there are some conditions for us to be victorious.
希望我们都能够从约书亚记能够学到服事还有学到过得胜生活的秘诀。
And I hope that through the teachings of the book of Joshua, we can learn the solutions and also the secrets of being victorious and also in serving God.
我们同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence together.